Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us today on 9/11/2017. This is a very special edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, and I have pulled together some guests that I think you will all enjoy. You know, one of the most important parts of today is that we never forget what happened 16 years ago, and I don't think anyone ever will. But there was a flavor and a feeling in my neighborhood after 9/11. And we joined hands. We locked hands together and we sang and we cried and we hugged. And strangers came together and it was a wake-up call for many of us of what can we do to change our lives? What needs to happen? How do we continue to support each other in this world? And time goes by and erodes those feelings that we had. And so I wanted to bring on today, our first guest is Mark S. Lewis. And has he says he doesn't have a medical degree, he doesn't have a background in science or psychology. He's not identified by a political party. He's just an average, educated family guy with business experience who wants us to give a damn. And that is the title of his book, Give a Damn. He says, individually, we make a difference. Collectively, we change the world. And I wanted you on today, Mark. It was like so strong for me to have you on today, and welcome, and I'm so thrilled you can join us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Frank. I really appreciate it.
So, how we're seeing right now a country that right before Hurricane Harvey was so divided. Hurricane Harvey came. We watched in horror. We see a football player who wanted to collect a couple $100,000, JJ, who wound up collecting close to $20 million, if not more. The Red Cross, everyone is reaching out and giving. And this past weekend, family and friends were all devastated by Hurricane Irma. And thank goodness it was not as horrific as they had initially thought it was going to be as it traveled up. It was still bad enough. Still a ton of destruction. So when we have a crisis, Mark, we really do give a damn.
You're right. When something like 9/11 or Hurricane Harvey Irma, it brings out the best in people. And you wonder why we can't always do that, and it's something like a catastrophic event that causes people to really want to help other people. And I always ask myself, why can't we do this all the time? And I think part of the reason is, I think it's built into our psyche. I always say, either people don't know how to give a damn, or they just don't know, they just don't care. And I think it's just they don't know how. But when a catastrophic event comes in, we have this innate feeling of wanting to help people, because maybe we've been through something like that before and people helped us. And it happened to me here in Katrina when I went through that storm. People helped me, and I think that was one of the blocks that really started me to write this book about all these people that came out and helped. So how do we continue to do that all
the time? That's right, because you're from New Orleans, by the way.
I'm in New Orleans, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
I just
want you to know on a lighter note that we're going there. The Patriots are going there on Sunday, so just be prepared.
I know, you know, the game's tonight. The Saints play the Vikings, so I guess we'll have to have a friendly battle with that.
Yes,
anyway,
we will.
So it's I think it's innate in us, but we as a country, I think, have become so self-centered that, you know, what's in it for me? What can I do, and what can I get in return for what I do? And I think that's the fallacy. And I don't know whether it's because of how we're brought up, and, you know, maybe 50 years ago we had this accountability and responsibility more so than we have today. So these storms and these catastrophic events are a way of saying, yeah, here I am. I want to help. I want to provide the service. I feel bad that this has happened to you, but why can't we do that all the time? And the reason why is because when we internalize something that affects us, then we really give a damn about what we do. Like if something happened to a loved one, we want to help that person. But once we get outside our own internal domain, then we don't care for people like we did maybe 40 or 50 years, or we're going down that path of a self-centered society. And I think these storms and these things where people want to help because they understand, they maybe been through it, they want to give back, is such a testament to the human psyche that we can really give a damn, but do it more often instead of having a catastrophic event that happens that we now brings out the best people. You know, don't you always want to be the best you want to be? I mean, I heard that as an intro. That's what we have to strive for. We do that by giving to others.
Right. That's exactly what we do. So you wrote this book. What made you, as this businessman, take this book on? Because, you know, you got your finance degree from Boston College, your MBA in marketing from Tulane. You were involved in IBM. I mean, you've won numerous awards. You've been this incredible, stellar figure. And what made you take a different role, a different tack, and write this book?
Well, that's a really good question, and to this day, I really don't know how I started. I think the premise behind this is, you know, I enjoy helping people, but when I go to help somebody, I do it because I want to help them. I don't expect anything in return to be able to do it. Now, I get paid for doing it, but that's a different story. But my bottom line is I want to do for other people because I think it's the right thing to do. And I ask myself, why did God put me on this earth? And if you don't believe in God, why are you here? What's the premise for you being in society? And most people cannot answer that question, why are you here? And my answer to that question is, God put me on this earth to serve other people. And by serving other people, I serve myself. But people get it reversed. They think, I got to do something in order to get something in return. But the premise is, the more you do for other people, the more you're going to get in return, but you can't expect it. So in my business dealings, I saw these people and what they were doing, and I saw all these occurrences about people doing things that were so self-centered. I'm going, why are you doing this? That's not the way it should work. And I saw it, and I decided, okay, I'm going to start recording all these instances. And I recorded these instances and put them in my book, and I just couldn't believe what people were doing for their own self-interest and not for other people. But I mean, think about this, Frankie, is – the more you do for other people, the more you'll get in return. It's just the law of give and receive, that you're just going to get it. But the problem is most people try to expect it. And that's when you don't expect it, that's when it becomes a problem, because now it becomes more self-centered.
You know, Mark, you started at a very young age, though, and I just want to I think that there are some people that are just born to achieve, and you're one of them, because you were selected Newspaper Boy of the Year when you were a kid. I mean, that's pretty big.
Well, I had some pretty good direction from my dad, obviously, and I took a situation over that there were so many complaints about the paper boy, and up in Rochester, you put the board in because it's snowy and rainy, you put the paper inside. Now, they throw the paper in the yard. You're supposed to go out and get it. And so I wanted to help people, and I felt that, my God, the service was so bad. What can I do to make it better and to help people and do the kind of things that makes it easier for them? And so it was such an easy thing to do, and I just did it, and it wasn't that difficult. So I have to say that I was blessed. But here's what's happening, I think, in today's society.
We're out of time.
Okay.
But Mark, I'm going to have you back because this is an ongoing conversation that we need to have, and we need to have you back regularly. And the book is called Give a Damn. And Mark Lewis, what's the best website, and how can people find out about all the endeavors and things that you're doing in this world?
Well, they can go to my website, giveadamnbook.com, or if they want to order it on Amazon, just go to Amazon, look up Give a Damn Book, and they'll find it that way. So
awesome.
I'm very
Thank you so much for being
work.
With us today.
Thanks for having me. Okay.
And
appreciate
we'll be
it,
back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio.
Who more than self?
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter capful of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Today is the day that we will not forget. It is 9/11/2017, 16 years ago. 16 years ago, our lives changed forever. The way we live and how we travel. And it was a horrific day. But what's happened since then? What's happened since 9:02 when United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the World Trade Center, South Tower? Or 8:46 when American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the first World Trade Center? Or when United Airlines Flight 93 crashed into Pennsylvania? Or American Airlines Flight 77 hit the wall of the Pentagon. And why can't we take those feelings of, I want to make a difference in this world, as Mark was just saying, and change our lives? Well, joining us now is Dr. A woman who understands putting it all in the material world. Dr. Anna Gateman is with us, and her new book is out. It's called Living a Spiritual Life in a Material World: Four Keys to Fulfillment and Balance. And welcome, Anna. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Good morning, Frankie. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So I have to ask you, you were a model. You were running around this world, international fashion model, but you felt a void. And tell us about that and how it changed your life and forced you into action.
Yeah, I was living a very gratifying material life in Paris and working internationally in New York and all over the world. And it was a wonderful life, but something was missing. I was looking to make a difference in the world, something more meaningful. And so I went back to school and got a doctorate in education and spirituality and got married and had children. And here I was having this intellectual, emotional, spiritual fulfillment, and something was still missing. And what was missing is the unity and the integration of the material and the spiritual. And I've come to realize through my research that people can experience inner peace and fulfillment when we live our calling, when we unite our spiritual values and beliefs with our material expression in the world through the work we do and through our relationships.
So for people that were wanting change after 9/11 and resorted back to their old lives and their old ways. What do you recommend?
You know, it's interesting because here we are on 9/11, and we just had Hurricane Harvey, and now we're going through Hurricane Irma, and so disasters can happen, whether they're man-made or they're nature-made. And I think that the lesson here is really that we need to unite and not to divide, not only when there's a disaster, but also on a daily basis. And we tend to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we can do, for example, is count our blessings, right? And that we can do every day. And when you're driving in traffic to work, you can count your blessings. It's like, think of the people who are meaningful in your life and why are they in your life and what is meaningful about them. And suddenly this daily trip to work, which can be so, you know, taxing, turns into a spiritual moment when you're counting your blessing and saying thank you mm-hmm. for all the people in your life. For example,
and
right?
I know of a young woman, a single mother, who's car has died and she doesn't have a vehicle right now, so be grateful that you even have a car to be stuck in traffic.
Yes. Absolutely.
And she doesn't see a way of getting a car right now and working, you know, three jobs to make things come together.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. And there are people who have, and we can each give to each other and support other people. We're so isolated and just take care of our own needs, and we can help each other, like helping this woman, right? And it's
right.
such a wonderful feeling when you step out of your own needs and help somebody else who is in need. Suddenly your life has purpose and meaning. You've connected to love and to goodness, and it's a wonderful feeling.
When you talk about the benefits of the four keys that you write about in the book, and do tell us what those four keys are, please.
Yes, so the four keys, I developed them during my doctoral research. And so the first one is expansive presence, and that is being in an expansive state of consciousness, which we can access in very simple ways through gratitude, through breath, through engaging in service. There are many, many activities that I can't go into right now that can expand our consciousness. Once we do that, what I discovered was that we become aware of information that was not available for us a second ago when we were in a more constricted state of consciousness. So the second key is attentive listening, to attentively listen to intuitive guidance coming to us. And then the third key is to act upon it, because the minute that you get a message or an inner knowing, a prompting that you need to do something, our duty is to act upon it. So the third key is inspired action, and that's the key to manifestation. And that's how we make an impact in the world and feel that we make a difference. And then the fourth key really comes together when you expand your consciousness, listen attentively, and act with inspiration. Then you begin to develop this ongoing co-creative relationship with God or with the universe, however you want to call it. And that's the fourth key, faith-filled knowing. And so to answer your question, I think that the exciting discovery in this research is that we can become our own spiritual guides. And by practicing the four keys, we can gain all the wisdom that all of the spiritual teachers around, who are wonderful, but they have. They live in this expansive state. And each, you and me and everyone, can do the same thing and access the same guidance. I mean, even the woman that you spoke about a moment ago, she can tap into what would be the best way for her to go from now that she doesn't have a car, and the universe will provide and will guide her what the next step is for her.
Yes, yes. And it's having that faith and as you say, the ability to find peace and break out from that mood within minutes. And
yes.
The book is available right now, and we will try and have you back again, because there's so much to talk about living a spiritual life in a material world. And Doctor, what's the best website for people?
So it's Anna Gatmon, AnnaGatmon.com. You can find, there's even a free workbook with more ideas of how you can practice more peace, prosperity, and purpose in your life on a
awesome.
Daily basis that you could just download.
Thank you for being with us today on this special edition of the Frankie Boyer Show on Biz Talk Radio, celebrating the fact that we will never forget. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned, Frankie
Thank
Boyer.
Thank you, Frankie, for having me here. Thank you.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. 9/11, 2017. We're looking back 16 years ago, and we now are joined by Jessica DeLong, author of My River Chronicles, and her new book is out. It's called Dust to Deliverance, and it's a story that, for many of us, we didn't have a clue. Not one clue that on September 11th, 16 years ago, all of the tugboats, the ferries, the dinner boats, all the vessels spontaneously converged to rescue nearly 500,000 stranded people from Manhattan. And Jessica, why did it take 16 years to write this story? And welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you. It's really hard to say how we've missed this story over all these years. It's really just a tremendous, remarkable story of the resilience and compassion and courage that was in full display that day. And I'm so glad that we're hearing about it now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that you love the maritime world, and your book, My River Chronicles, is a wonderful story which people should absolutely pick up. It's about rediscovering the work that built America, and it's your own personal journey. But this story, you know, I've devoted the entire day today, and I do this every once in a while, but when I got your book, I said, I want to build a show around this story, because we are remembering today. It is an opportunity for all of us to go inward, to remember all of the thousands of lives that were lost. But it's also an important time for us to remember the unsung heroes, the first responders, the people that unselfishly did what they had to do that day. And because the story was so big and because the story was so complicated, we never heard about these men and women that were on the Hudson that day. So I'm so thrilled that we can talk about this story. And give us some examples of what we're talking about here and how it all unfolded that day, please.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I couldn't agree with you more about the looking inward and taking stock and really remembering that we all have this capacity for incredible acts of selfless life-saving, taking steps forward. And so the mariners that day, basically, they just stepped to extremely quickly. We forget that how much we didn't know that morning. So the first plane hit, and everyone assumed, or many people assumed, it was an accident. But even when that first collision happened, even if it had been an accident, there were people who were already suffering, who were injured, and who immediately fled to the water's edge. The World Trade Center is very close to the Hudson River, and
yes.
A lot of people who work down there actually were familiar with the fact that ferries were a great way to commute back and forth to that area. And so ferry captains very quickly were serving as sort of makeshift ambulances. Their boats were serving as ambulances, and they received the very initial people who were in trouble when the first plane hit. Of course, we now realize what ended up happening, which was this cascade of catastrophe that escalated throughout the morning. So the ferry, the sort of expanded ferry service that launched straight away, was evolved into a real full-fledged maritime rescue, and it involved ferry boats, it involved tugboats, dinner cruise boats, fishing boats from Long Island came, and as we now know, that the towers came down and the conditions, the dust conditions,
right,
were just unbearable, unbelievable.
So let's go back to the timeline on September 11th, 2001. So it was 8:46 that American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the first World Trade Center, the North Tower. Okay. And I'm just looking at your timeline that you've put so beautifully for us in your book, Dust to Deliverance. And then the MTA subway operators alerted the MTA subway control center of an explosion in the World Trade Center and began emergency procedures at 8:47, not even a minute later, half a minute later.
That's right.
Then at 8:52, PATH trains began emergency procedures and proceeded to evacuate the World Trade Center station and return Manhattan-bound trains to New Jersey. And then the unthinkable happened 10 minutes later, that United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the second World Trade Tower. That at 9:10, the U.S. Coast Guard closes the port of New York and New Jersey. Port Authority and New York and New Jersey closes all its bridges and tunnels. And the FAA shuts down all New York City airports at 9:17. And then, of course, the rest is within minutes. The South Tower collapsed at 9:58. And then we heard about the American Airlines Flight 77 that hit the wall of the Pentagon. And then, thank goodness, Flight 93 was taken over and crashed, and it could not go into the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
And that was at, I mean, all of this transpired within just an unbelievable short amount of time. 10:28, the North Tower collapses. 10:30, New Jersey Transit stops all service into Manhattan's Penn Station. 10:45, the U.S. Coast Guard calls for all available boats to assist evacuation of Lower Manhattan. And 11 o'clock, Mayor Giuliani calls for the evacuation south of Canal Street. And then at 5:20, 7 World Trade Center headquarters at New York City Office of Emergency Management collapses. What a day.
Absolutely. And what you've just recounted is really this escalation of events that happened, and with the closures that you mentioned, you see basically the doors are just shutting to people who are stuck in Lower Manhattan, and it's just one door after another of escape closes off to them. It's one of these remarkable moments where it was made extremely clear that Manhattan is an island. And people literally ran until they ran out of land, and they ended up on the water's edge, and that is where the boat crews met them, and they just pointed their boats and set course straight for the disaster, nobody knowing at this point. We didn't know if this was the end of the timeline. You know, looking back, we can say, okay, this happened, but these folks who set out on their boats had no idea if this was just the beginning of a world war. I mean, they really just had no idea, and they made that choice to set out because they knew that they had their people in desperate need, and they had the resources to help them. And really, the most important part of the story is that this is who we are. This is really who we are as human beings. We step up to help each other. And what never ceases to amaze me about this story is how it really upends some common assumptions that we have about our own limitations. And sometimes we second-guess the goodness of human nature. And this story, every single individual I spoke with, it's just example after example of how people rise up to the challenges to be their best selves.
Yes. By the way, you are a Coast Guard licensed merchant marine officer.
Yes, I'm a marine engineer. engineer. I'm chief engineer of retired New York City fireboat John J. Harvey, which actually participated briefly in the boat lift, although I was not aboard at that time, and then returned to the site, was called back into service by the FDNY to do what she was designed to do, which is to pump water. A lot of people don't realize that at the World Trade Center site, there was no firefighting water available for days after the collapses because the water mains that supplied firefighting water were shattered and the hydrants were buried. And so river water, Hudson River water, salt water, was what went through the firefighters' hose lines for days.
Unbelievable. We need to take a quick break. We will be back with Jessica. She's with us for a double segment today because this is just too important a story and too important a book, Dust to Deliverance, The Untold Stories from the Maritime Evacuation on September 11th. Half a million people were taken away from that site. And we'll be back in a moment with Jessica DeLong. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And Jessica, what's the website real quick?
DustToDeliverance.com.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is 9/11/2017. We're looking back at what happened 16 years ago today on the Frankie Boyer Show right here on Biz Talk Radio. And it's a pleasure to have with us Jessica DeLong. Jessica DeLong is a Coast Guard licensed merchant marine officer. And she serves as chief engineer for the retired 1931 New York fireboat John J. Harvey, which is now a historic preservation, which it should be. She's a journalist, a historian. She's the author of My River Chronicles. And, by the way, winner of the American Society of Journalists and Authors Outstanding Book Awards for Memoirs in 2010. Her writings have appeared in Newsweek, International, Rolling Stone, Psychology Today, Newsday, and Maritime Reporter and Engineering News and other publications. Her new book is out. It's called Dust to Deliverance. She is bringing the stories, the untold stories, from the maritime evacuation on September 11th. And there's a picture in your book, Jessica, and welcome back. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
There's a picture in the book of the people that you were talking about that fled to the water's edge, running until there was no place else to go. And I don't think we realized as a country that day, 500,000 people were taken away by all of the different vehicles that were on the Hudson River that day. And no one has ever publicly thanked these maritime vessels that came up to do what they had to do. There was, you know, it was just people reaching out and helping people, whether it be the dinner cruise boats, the ferries, all of the different boats that were out there that day, all converged. And your story, Dust to Deliverance, is about those men and women. It's amazing to me.
This was really an amazing, amazing operation. And one of the things that is so just tremendously impressive about it was that this was a completely unplanned effort. It was completely spontaneous. There was no order that came down from on high until the maritime evacuation was already well underway. So, you know, within minutes of realizing what was unfolding at Ground Zero, you have ferry boat captains turning their boats around. Now, that in and of itself, that choice, is a really big one, because for a ferry boat, their whole job is to be there on time, load people, get them on, get them off, right? So to go right. offline and independently just head down, knowing that there are going to be people who are in an urgent situation who need to get off the island as quickly as possible, they just acted. And you saw this happen over and over again with all different kinds of vessels. You know, one of the remarkable parts of the story is the tugboats who were involved. Many of these boats, which are, of course, completely not designed for loading passengers on a normal day.
No, and if you've ever been on a tugboat, which I have been, they're cumbersome and they're difficult to get in and out of. Believe me, they are.
Absolutely. It's so true. And really, you know, they came from Staten Island, which folks who aren't familiar with the New York Harbor geography, it's well far away. So these folks were in a safe spot, well removed from the disaster unfolding at Ground Zero, and they chose to point their bows straight for the dust. And they lined Manhattan's shores. And the configuration of these vessels and the shoreline is important, too, because while ferry boat captains were able to move in and out of slips that they were familiar with and that were designed for their vessels, although I will mention that they had to do this for extended periods in total whiteout conditions in the dust that was so thick that literally the radar couldn't penetrate.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, no one really understood what was going on because the mystery
right.
was still unfolding at that those early hours.
Exactly. And, you know, one point I want to mention is that Manhattan grew up around its waterways. So this is a maritime, it was a, you know, hugely important port for many decades. It's still a hugely important port. It's the third largest container port in the country. But Manhattan itself, the shorelines had been converted away from industrial use and toward a more recreational, passive view of the waterfront, which meant that there are these railings that are, it's hard to explain, but they're curved inward toward pedestrians, so they're extremely difficult to climb over. So you have pedestrians, or at this point, evacuees, rushing to get onto these boats, and they have to climb over these railings, and to board a tugboat, as you mentioned, is really challenging. They had to scale up the bow fendering to these boats that are, you know, really not hard to get, really not easy to get onto. And the crew members, the deckhands and other crew members were working really hard to help people aboard. And everyone just rose to the occasion. They just knew that they had the ability to help and didn't question. They didn't know what was happening next. We didn't know if this was just the beginning of a whole, you know, unleashing of other issues. And they just stepped up. And that is the story that I think is really important for us to remember all these years later.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there were individual boats. There were dinner boats. There were. Tell us the collection.
Yeah, you know, it would be hard to name them all. There were police boats. There were water taxis, ferries, dinner cruise boats, sailing yachts, there were fishing boats, there were Army Corps of Engineers vessels, there were fire boats, both the fire boat that I work on that was not in active duty service at the time that moved passengers, but then also the active duty FDNY boats ended up evacuating a boatload of passengers as well, several of whom were seriously, seriously injured. It was just a whole collection. Anybody who had, oh, there was a whale boat, which is a very low to the waterline sort of Navy vessel, open, completely open. Everything that could did, and everyone who could help stepped up and did.
And that's why, you know, that's why we're not forgetting today. That's why this book that you wrote, Dust to Deliverance, is so important. The untold stories from the maritime evacuation on September 11th, dusttodeliverance.com. Jessica DeLong, thank you so much for bringing this story to us. It's the captivating saga of the September 11th boat lift. Tugs, ferries, dinner boats, other vessels picked up over 500,000 people. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for being with us. And as always, we end the show with smile. And be good to yourself today as we remember 9/11. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. When there are clouds
sky you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,